Knowledge must be earned, Tenno. I will share what I know, but you must prove yourself deserving.
Welcome to a Cephalon Squared mini-episode, injecting more Warframe into your week. Here are your Cephalons, Greg and Lucas.
G'day Cephalon Collective and welcome to Cephalon Squared mini-episode number 26. My name is Cephalon Greg. I'm joined by Cephalon Lucas. How are you this evening,
sir? Fantastic. Doing great.
Fantastic or fan-bloody-tastic?
Fan-bloody-tastic.
Oh. I was going to say it sounded a little bit like fan-bloody-tastic well, from this side of the microphone.
It was probably something other than fan-bloody-tastic, but you know, trying to minimize the use of that particular word.
The naughty swears. Yeah. Why?
Yeah, I don't know. Just trying to be a more responsible human, I guess, maybe. Trying.
It'll take some effort. It'll take some effort on your part.
It always does.
My part, not so much.
Yeah.
Super responsible, this guy. Two thumbs responsible, this guy.
Sure. Lies.
So how is the weather?
The weather.
Helping you up there in Shitswitch.
Well, in the city of Ipswich, it is currently 16 degrees Celsius with a 71% humidity. Bit of overcast happening, no rain as of yet, but can still be hopeful.
Interesting. Well, that's about 61 degrees Fahrenheit-ish, thereabouts.
Ish.
Whereas down here in Melbourne, it's only 8 degrees Celsius, 46 degrees Fahrenheit, with a humidity of 90%, so it's relatively chilly, and it's just been raining non-stop, as per Melbourne.
Normal Melbourne
raining
weather.
And miserable. But hey, such is life, is it not?
Maybe. It just might
be. Is it not, Lucas?
Maybe.
All right, so that gets the old weathercast out of the way. There is a little bit of mini news.
Yay!
Now, we knew that there was a Wukong rework in the
pipeline.
But suddenly it's out. Pachong! Unexpectedly, pretty much. And it's good.
Good things are good.
So we'll have a good chat about it this weekend on the main podcast, but I did write an article about the changes and posted them up on cephalonsquared.com today, so go check them out. In my opinion, the changes look amazing. I haven't had a chance to test him yet because I don't have Wukong on PC. But yeah, sounds amazing.
And just to add one last little thing, we do get questions like this, you know, from time to time. So just to clarify, even if you are in the middle of ranking up Wukong now on PC, the changes have happened.
Yes. Yeah. So it would be funny if one day you're using him, you've gotten used to certain abilities, and the next day they're gone.
Yeah.
It's a too late. It's a gone. Anyway, we're not talking about Wukong today, thank God, because then we'd have to record the whole episode again. Today we're talking about Loki.
Ooh.
So Loki, of course, was named after the old trickster god of Norse mythology, and he's a bit of a trickster, a bit of a troll himself here within Warframe. He's very sneaky, he likes his invisibility, and in my opinion, his abilities are some of the most straightforward in the entire game. Actually, I'd say he's probably the simplest to explain Warframe out of all of the Warframes in the game.
I would second that, actually. Let's see.
He's just Excalibur. So straightforward.
No, Mag, no, Vault, no. Yeah, no, I'd say he's actually, very straightforward. Very simple.
He's very straightforward, very simple. Not sure if his fourth ability is amazing, but hey, we'll talk about that as we go. How would you like to kick into his passive?
All right, straight off the bat, he has the passive called Wall Grapple. Now, at first glance, it's kind of a mediocre passive, but it's actually a pretty decent one. So normally for a Warframe, the wall latching will only last for about 6 seconds, but with Loki, the wall latch lasts for a full 60 seconds. So you've got all the time in the world to just hang on to that wall and stick around like a fly. So it's fantastic. It's good for fooling and evading enemies, you know, sticking out up in the corner, out of sight, away from the enemy eyes. And it's really good for late game content like Riven cracking, especially those that have the requirements of wall latching and killing a certain number of enemies. So, yeah, Loki's a good one.
Yeah, especially in those ones. I always use him for that because of that wall latching ability. Yeah. He's just, he's very good for that, let's be honest. I forgot to mention how you get him. You get him from the Hyena Pack on Neptune. There you go.
Nice and simple.
Done.
That's another simple one. The whole thing's simple with Loki.
Everything's simple. All right, so his first ability is called Decoy. And exactly as it would sound, it creates a decoy. So he creates a decoy of himself, which confuses the enemy and draws their fire for a set duration. And this set duration is 25 seconds. Maximum at base. Now, that's a long bloody time, realistically, for a decoy. The decoy has its own health. It's not huge. 200, shield, 400. They cannot be augmented by mods. So if the decoy is being shot at by high-level enemies, it'll die pretty quickly. It does fire a weapon at enemies, which does inflict very minor IPS status procs, but it doesn't really do damage beyond the bleed status proc. So it's not there to do damage. It's really there just to taunt, I guess, and take aggro off you. So it's very useful for that. So you can deploy it wherever your reticule is placed. So you've got a point and shoot, and it will go there. So it won't be deployed wherever you're standing. It will be wherever you point it at. So you can place the decoy strategically to draw enemy fire away from you, and you can only have one decoy active at a time. So if you cast it again, the original one will disappear.
Cool. Awesome. Good.
That is Decoy, and he does have an augment. So Savior Decoy is the name of the augment, and this is if Loki takes fatal damage, then the decoy will absorb the damage and swap with the player. It also makes Decoy, I think, 50% faster to cast. Not awesome. I mean, that kind of means you've got to have the decoy cast all the time, but at a base 25 second duration, it's not that hard to have it up all the time, is it?
No, not really.
But anyway, at higher levels, it's probably going to be hard because it's only got 200 health, which is pissy.
Yeah. Oh, well.
All right. Ability number the two.
Ability number the two, invisibility. And as you probably guessed by this, the ability's name, it renders Loki invisible. So you can't see him. He's gone from vision. At base, this lasts for 12 seconds, and it's all based really on duration mods. There's nothing really much more to say about it. You just camouflage yourself, go invisible, and you can sneak around and not have to worry about, again, pesky enemy sights. It's good.
Exactly.
This one also has an augment, and it is Hushed Invisibility. And this is probably one of the most amazing augments in the game, as it basically just makes every weapon silent, 100% silent while invisible. Not really much more to say. Like, you have a Tigris Prime, it's a silent shotgun. Silent.
yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, very simple.
Like we said, Loki's just so straightforward. His third ability is Switch Teleport. And this is the one that's perfect for trolls. If you listened to our interview with Xenogallian last week, you would have heard him having a good old chuckle about his time with Switch Teleport. I remember the first time I came across it when I had no idea what was going on, and suddenly I was appearing in different places, and it was really frustrating me. And then I started doing it to others. I haven't used Loki for trolling in quite a while, but yeah. You effectively switch, you select a target, and you swap places with them. It's as complicated as that. That's it. They can be either friendly or unfriendly, so yeah, it doesn't really matter. Enemies affected by this ability will also be confused for a short period, as will your teammates. It does require direct line of sight. It is impacted by range mods, so there's a base of 75 meters, so do you really need to increase the range?
Yes.
No. Okay, Lucas thinks yes.
Planes of Eidolon, swap with people of like up to 150 meters away. Do it.
Fun for a laugh, but that's about all, in my opinion.
Yeah.
All right, so this has augment, of course. It's called Safeguard Switch. And after teleporting with an ally, not only will they be confused and maybe pissed off at you, but they'll also be invincible for 6 seconds.
Yay!
depends how much you want to help people.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you could just stand right next to them and cast it, so you're only really swapping like a meter. But oh well, either. And fourth ability, Radial Disarm. Now, this one is a bit seemingly simple, and casting it will cause enemies within range to drop their weapons. But there's actually a bit more to it. For example, certain enemies, mostly bosses and enemies that don't hold weapons, will take damage or be knocked down. It should also be noted that the disarming of enemies is permanent. Another note that using Radial Disarm will permanently impair the weapon systems on mowers. So, like those enemies that don't actually physically hold a gun, it still stops them as well. Radial Disarm seems kind of like a useless ability to begin with, but considering it is a permanent disarm that can also do some damage, there is clearly a use, especially when battling higher level enemies. This ability is impacted by range and strength mods, where strength will increase the damage done to bosses and infested enemies. So that is fantastic, and it also has an augment, because there's four augments for this guy, and it is Irradiated Disarm. Enemies affected by Radial Disarm will also be affected by a radiation proc for 9 seconds.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I didn't know that existed. And when I saw that, I thought, you know what? Radiation would be pretty useful for 9 seconds. But they don't have any weapons. So they're not exactly going to be shooting each other.
Nah,
they're not going to be shooting you anyway because they've got
eating
no...
their faces.
Yeah.
It's all good. Just let them eat their, friends.
I think it's a waste of a mod slot. Chuck on Hushed Invisibility. Anyway, probably a good chance to talk about just Loki in general and what our builds are. Yeah. So that's where I go with him. I build his strength and his duration, and I chuck on Hushed Invisibility. What about you, Lucas?
Well, my main build for him is just simply invisibility. So duration. Because I will only really touch Radial Disarm if I'm absolutely in danger and need to disarm everyone around me. Other than that, it's just invisibility. I'll take my Loki into an exterminate with a single melee weapon at level 0, and by the time I'm done, chances are that melee weapon will be level 30, and yeah, so that's pretty much how I use my Loki.
Yeah, usually you take him to Telesto on Saturn,
that is the one. So yeah, just because of the stealth affinity booster, it's quite easy to get him to at least 20, the weapon to at least rank 20, if you do not run a affinity booster. If you do, then it is very easy to get a melee weapon from 0 to 30 in a single run.
Unless you're shit like me at being stealthy.
Unless you're Greg. There is a...
But still, even I get up to like level, up to rank 20.
Yeah. Yeah, there is another build I'm actually considering. There is an arcane called Arcane Arachne, which increases weapon damage substantially by, I can't remember how much exactly, but it's increased every 2 seconds you remain wall latched. So I've been thinking a Arcane Arachne Loki Spider Sniper build, I guess.
Because you can just stay stuck on that wall for ages.
Cast invisibility, jump up on a wall and stay stuck there for 60 seconds while your sniper rifle accumulates a shit ton of damage boosts, and then just sniper enemies. Simples.
Make much kill.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, and I know there are a few new mods that were introduced that also give slight boosts to crit chance and status chance while wall latched, so that's... You know, more stuff to consider building around Loki. Interesting.
Much agreement. So, I build him around duration as well and strength, like I said. So, it's pretty much the same as what Lucas does with him. But you really need that Hushed Invisibility because it's super cool.
Yeah.
Why would you want them to hear you when you're running around if you can use any damn weapon, like Lucas said? So... Yeah, he's pretty cool. His prime doesn't have any massive differences between the base prime and his prime. It's got more energy, 262 energy at max compared to 225, but he does have a couple of pre-polarized mod slots, so that helps things out. Still, his prime looks a shitload better than his standard model, so go get Loki Prime.
Yeah.
All right, anything else to say about Loki before we close out this episode for the easiest frame to explain in the game?
I actually have nothing else to say. This is, he's a very straightforward frame.
He really is.
Go invisible. Ta-da! Yeah.
Use radial disarm if you're in... He does scale pretty well into higher levels because of radial disarm.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are better frames to use at higher levels, but Loki's pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
There's not, you can't really say anything bad about Loki. He's got a solid kit. It's not amazing, it's not terrible, but he does some stuff really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one more thing actually we'll add. He is a lot of fun in Conclave.
Oh, God, yes. Yes, with that decoy. It's so easy to confuse people, especially if their name's Greg.
Yep. Just run away from other players, go around a corner, cast your decoy, and sneak back around and watch them shoot your decoy.
Hilarity ensues. Yeah. Before they realize, oh, wait, that decoy's not moving or shooting back or doing anything. That's weird. Anyway.
It's fun.
That is if you play Conclave. All right, so that is the end of mini episode 26. It was a short one this week because Loki is so easy to explain. If you want to get in contact with us, you want to let us know anything, you want to whatever, go to our website, cephalonsquared.com. You can find links to all of our different communities. We'd love to be able to link those communities, but you just can't at the moment. Facebook's going nuts, Discord's going nuts, as it always has. Really got to work on Instagram, but we'll get there. So, yeah, let us know. Reach out to us. You can shoot us an email if you'd like to. Say g'day. Give us a rating on your podcast platform to spread the word and help us grow. If you want to throw us a bone, you can grab us a coffee. I'll just give you a little reminder that we are trying to get Lucas down to PAX Oz in October. So go to ko-fi.com/CephalonSquared. And grab us a coffee for $3 and help Lucas get down to PAX Oz. Anyway, let's thank our patrons.
Oh, yes, patrons. Yay. Okay, starting off, thank you, Rathok.
Thanks, Jellybean1799.
We have a new patron, and I'm probably going to butcher this name, so I apologize in advance.
That's why I put it in there for you to say.
thank you, Einself Osend. Einself Tausend. I'm sorry. I really do apologize, but thank you.
Let us know how to say it, but thank you. Adop88, thank you.
Thank you, Lord Freezon.
Thanks to Logan Neal.
And thank you, Obsolete Ninja 13.
Indeed. So thank you to these patrons who are our honorary Cephalons. I have made a couple of little changes to the patron tiers. So if you were looking at them in the past and want to go have another look, go for it. My name is Greg Newbegin. I am Mad Capsules all over the interwebs. Who are you, Lucas?
I am Lucas Silvestri, and I am Silverlight all over the interwebs. SilverLght. Thank you very much to our lovely community for its ongoing support. Really do appreciate you guys. You just do so much for us. We love it. Thank you so much.
Exactly. Every single one of you. Thanks to Jan at Disco_Box on Twitter for the intro and outro. And thank you, as Lucas said, to you for listening to yet another episode of Cephalon Squared. We'll be back in a couple of short days with episode 49. Almost at episode 50. Have a listen to episode 49 to understand what it is we plan on doing with episode 50. Which is also just a couple of weeks out from our 1 year anniversary. So it's exciting time for us. It's exciting time for everyone because TennoCon's just around the corner.
Ooh.
Anyway, catch you soon.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Cephalon Squared. If you'd like to contact us, reach out via our website at cephalonsquared.com, where you can find us via email, Facebook, Twitter, or Discord. But don't fret, there'll be more Cephalon Squared in a few short days. So don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.